I mean, this is probably in my 15 years on the beach, one of the worst fish kills I've seen. And then over the weekend, what made it even worse was the direct west wind that we were having right off the Gulf of Mexico made it really kind of unbearable to be open. So we closed Sunday.
For how long?
Just for the day. Lucky enough that the wind has switched from more out of a south wind. So, you know, that's a lot better. It's not hitting the restaurant directly on.
Except for even closing that one day, how has business been? Have there been fewer customers?
Without a doubt. A business is basically right now non-existent.
Is there anything that governments or local officials could be doing to help the situation better?
I think Pinellas County is doing an amazing job with everything that they were so proactive at the beginning of making sure that the beaches were being clean and keeping the fish off the beach. But they just can't keep ahead of it. I think they're doing an amazing job.
Besides seeing the fish on the beach, what other symptoms are you having, or what other indications are there of red tide?
The smell is probably the worst. So scratchy throats and runny eyes, and that's really the main part of it.
And what would you tell people if they're thinking about coming down to the beach? Is it still worth coming down, or is it just stay away?
It's definitely not stay away. It's just call ahead. Because the conditions are changing and, you know, certain areas on the Barrier Beach is worse on one day than it is the next. So I'm standing outside right now talking to you, and I really can hardly tell that it's here right now. It's different wherever you are on the beach. So just kind of plan ahead and call ahead.
Is there anything else that people should know about the red tide in Pinellas beaches right now?
It's changing every minute. So just don't think that it's just here.